Well, another week, and things are happening so fast that I kind of forget what I've talked about since last week. So as best as I can remember all the stuff that's gone on, I am getting very close to releasing, I think it's six more mouse books. I go look it up. There's a YouTube video, Four Little Mice. You have to look up Four Little Mice, maybe Jesse Steele, maybe Pink Wright. It might be on the Pink Wright YouTube channel. Pink Wright, like W-R-I, like writing. Okay, so that was for our bilingual audience members. Okay, so Kevin, I got your request. Yay, cheerio. Okay, so this has been in the mix for a long time, and it was quite a while back that I decided that I need to write individual mouse books. If Four Little Mice was built on the Hippocrates Four Temperaments archetypes. You can look it up on Wikipedia, the Four Temperaments. That was most personality typing grids are based on that. And so I understand the Four Temperaments well. If you get the Four Temperaments and the fact that there are opposites, but other than the opposites, two always combine in someone's personality, and plus there's a dominant one. If you get those archetypes, then any of the other personality typing systems will make total sense to you. But in all that, the Four Little Mice each are based on one of these archetypes. And so, it's a hilarious story. Four little mice live together somewhere upstairs in the big, big city. A blue mouse, a green mouse, a pink mouse, and a yellow mouse. The yellow mouse talked too much. The pink mouse didn't talk enough. The green mouse didn't listen anyway. And the blue mouse wanted everything to be okay. Yeah, and it goes on with this hilarious story. And it's almost like a Seinfeld episode where they show off their different temperaments and they all interact with each other like different types of people do. And it's utterly hilarious. Well, I wrote six other stories. And of course, I wrote them long ago. I'm letting them simmer, and then I'm going to let them bake, and then I'm going to let them dry, and then I'm going to shred them and blend them, and then I'm going to rehydrate them. I mean, I'm just waiting and sitting on these things. But I wrote a book for each mouse. And, each mouse, the yellow mouse actually decides to not talk one time. And like, it's just amazing. And the blue mouse actually decides to take a stand for something, and the pink mouse actually decides to talk, and it's this amazing thing that develops. And it starts the first installment of these extra books. There was the Four Little Mice book. But then these other six start by introducing a new mouse, Ninja Mouse. And he's the ninja. He's scary. Oh, but there's more to him than meets the eye. And so these four little mice start living together with the Ninja Mouse. And then, of course, there's a last book where they meet yet one more mouse. I've got the stories are done. I need to go back and check the words and make sure that I'm happy with the words. But with the pictures being done, almost all of the illustrations are finished. So I will be compiling these books and preparing them for Amazon for print. It's only available in paperback. I will probably do an online YouTube video for each of these. So no, I don't know that they'll ever stack up, so to speak, to what Four Little Mice, the first big one, was all about. But it is an expansion on the different personalities, and there are more lessons to it, and it does continue for mouse junkies. But honestly, I feel that as necessary as I think these are, and as good as I hope they are, I don't think that they will outdo Four Little Mice, the first book. I really think that that's kind of the best. It's a decision. Should you quit while you're ahead? Michael Phelps, I think he did three Olympic competitions, and he could have quit any time, but he kept going, and he knew when to keep going, and he knew when to stop. So it's a hard call to make. Hopefully I'll get lucky like he did. Luck is, you create your own luck, but there's, you know, at any point, anything could have gone wrong for Michael Phelps. There's always a chance that something, you know, you come down with a cold, you know, before, you know, anything can go wrong. And you've got to have luck or fortune or favor, however you want to chalk it up. You've got to have the ether. You've got to have God. You have to have the course of events on your side. But that said, you know, you've got to do all the work yourself. So we'll see how it goes. So I'm over here, and one of the things that I've got stirring, in addition to these mouse books, one of the things that I've got stirring that's happened this past week is that I am utterly seriously beginning to pursue definitively and certainly a modeling career in Asia. And this, well, first of all, it started with me getting a gym membership the month before my 40th birthday. And I've always taken good care of my body. I've always avoided getting overweight. I've been able to see a six pack of some kind or another, however small, you know, keeping my body fat down. As Usher said, 20 years ago or so, he said the secret to a six pack is your diet. Because, you know, everybody's got those ab muscles. You just have to keep the layers out of the way so you can see them. At the same time, it's very important to build them up and make them strong. So I've kept that my whole life. I would never let my weight get high. I've always kept it under control. So in the past few months, I've been at the gym, and it was a new thing. And I did not want to be bulking up in my younger years because I didn't want to have to take the time out of my life to maintain it all. I just maintained healthy, skinny, and slowly bit by bit grew, but not much. And now I've gone serious. And I have a triangular upper frame. I've got lats. I've got shoulders. And of course, you know, shoulders are the big one. You got to have shoulders. So as I'm looking at all this, I've made a friend at the gym. Now, it seems like a strange thing. It's like, gym membership, is that surely the responsible thing to do? It was the next step for me in my life. And I always try to do everything with awesomeness, because only in doing things awesomely can it have a chance of actually going somewhere beneficial. And just going to the gym was the next logical step for awesomeness for me. And that was the guide. How can I be awesome? And there really wasn't another option. The membership opportunity was there. I decided I was going to do a challenge. 40 is great for doing a 30-day gym challenge, because it always had been calisthenics before that, except for some weight training in college. So, no, in fact, after that, I would go down to Ferris State University, and I would exercise in the mornings maybe about a year. I did that. Okay, but whatever. All that aside, well, no, I never seriously worked out my legs or my back. It was mostly just, you know, bicep and chest, and very simple exercises. But now I'm doing comprehensive. So, yay, rock on. The cool thing about this is that I found a Taiwanese buddy that I'm going to go do the modeling portfolio shoot with. It's very important. In if you want to enter a modeling career, you have to get, it's a must. You've got to get photos of yourself by the type of photographer that the companies you want will also hire. You've got to get someone who knows what pictures companies want, who knows how to take a picture of you so that the pictures in your modeling portfolio can answer the questions of the companies that you want to hire you. Someone's got to know the lingo. You got to have an insider. And these people are good at what they do. They know how to mess with lights and then put it through a camera and then go mess with it in Photoshop and put it through a process. I understand how those things work, but these guys are masterful at it. They've mastered the ability. So I found one of those and got a Taiwan buddy to do some shots with me. That's kind of a new idea. That was my new idea. It's like, you know, I think we should have some photos with the Taiwanese guy to show what I'd look like with the Taiwanese, because I'm in Taiwan and that's the point. And see you tomorrow.